first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to hit us up on the text line. That is the best place to get your responses in. So to come on the program, April Refogel of News Talk 93.1 Alabama Today, Representative Scott Stathagen from Hartsel, a significant legislative victory yesterday, I think. Could have gone either way, but we'll just speak on that. And then we'll wrap it up with our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, running for governor of Alabama, Tim James is on the line. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, good Friday morning. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Thank you for making time, as always. We'll kind of kick it off here. A very generic question. How's the campaign going?
Going well, busy. I find myself in Birmingham, Jefferson County today. But it's growing like you wouldn't believe statewide. And we're on a very good trajectory to win this race in the month of May.
Right. And, you know, it's a slog, right? You started out and you do look like you have been trending in a way that's a direction that's positive for your campaign.
Well, it's always a slog, but the way these things are, sort of like a football game, you slog for three quarters, 3 yards in the cloud of dust, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, begins the open field running, and we are now beginning to break out, and we're sensing the openings, the gaps, and politically what that means is you can just sense on the street, in towns and cities that numbers are beginning to move, people are moving because they are gravitating to the things that we're talking about, and the fact that I'm serious, you know, this is not a game, I'm not kidding around about some of these issues, and people, they recognize the time and the season that we're in.
Yeah, so have we really hit this kind of, are we hurry up offense yet? If you look at it today, the governor's race ends up in a runoff. It would be likely you and the incumbent governor facing off head to head. I mean, how do you balance that? How do you, if you're already resigned to the notion that you may be in a runoff, how do you not use up all the ammo in your chamber before the say June 22nd runoff?
You run one day at a time. You take one race at a time. Win, run, you go to the next. It's a single elimination ball game, and we're not worrying about next month and the next race. We're focused on what we're doing this week, executing our plan, our media, our strategy throughout the state, and we take it one day and one week at a time, and that's how you do this.
Well, let's move on to some of the issues at hand. First off, I don't know if you're keeping up with the Alabama legislature. I know you've been a critic of them in the past, but you got some legislative wins yesterday. I think the transgender therapy bill, putting limits on that, and then some of the other, the bathroom bill, the bill that would not allow the discussion of sexual orientation for K through 5. I mean, some of these things coming out of Montgomery yesterday seem to be a positive.
I agree, and I'm proud. I have been pretty rough on members of the legislature for the terrible things they've been doing, including raising gas taxes, including passing a marijuana bill. Legislation, which is nothing but a syndicated drug cartel, among other things. But I applaud them now on this. They were right. And they entered the culture war, which we've been talking about, as you know, Jeff, from the beginning. And this is really what matters the most in the nation, is a nation that loses. If we lose this cultural battle, we're gone. And I certainly expect that the governor will sign this legislation into law pronto. And it's being done at such a time that it's very interesting. You may be aware that we are running an ad and exposing something that most Alabamians don't know about, or they didn't, but they're learning now, and that there's a LGBTQ, only two in the United States, and the first in the South school for kids, and it's in Birmingham, and it is nothing but the gross transgender agenda being perpetrated on these kids who are they're struggling. It is the saddest thing in my life. They are exploiting them, and it is being paid for with about $2 million of Alabama state taxpayers' money. I've never, you know, when I first heard it, I didn't even believe it. I said, there's just no way the legislature and then the governor appropriated $2 million for a transgender school in Alabama. And they did. And then where it really got crazy is the school, the faculty and the teachers in the school, about 2 weeks ago, put on a drag show at the school for these children. And this is happening. This is not California. This is not New York. This is not the crazy left. This is right here in Birmingham, Alabama. And this is what has been going on right here under their noses. And this money was appropriated by the governor of Alabama. Now, the school needs to be shut down. These children, if you love them, you deal in truth. You don't deal in this lie, this transgender lie that, oh, that's how they are. That is not how they are. They are made in the image of God. And as I can tell you, if the people of this state see fit to elect me governor, I will not ever come into an agreement in an alignment with the lie that's being told to these children, that we care about them and they're exploiting them.
Well, it's this, I think, for a lot of Alabamians, that it's almost as if it's state sanctioned, right? It encourages a lifestyle of behavior or whatever that you can think whatever you want of it or practice it or whatever. But do we really want the state of Alabama putting its seal of approval on it? Right.
That's exactly right. And there's only two of these schools in the entire United States. And one of them is in Birmingham with a direct appropriation of about $2 million and appropriated under the signature of the governor of Alabama who approved the budget. Had I been governor and this junk had come to my desk in the budget, I would have very, very clearly said to him, either take it out of the budget or I'm going to veto it. You decide. But the governor signed this appropriation in the budget by signing the budget. And so this $2 million of your money is funding this transgender school in Birmingham. It's got to stop, Jeff. We cannot allow this in this state. Alabama, we stand for what is true, and we stand for righteousness, and we will defend these children, and we will treat them with respect, and we'll love them, and we will do everything we can to help them, these, you know, young ones that are struggling with these identity issues. But we will not agree with it, and we sure as heck will not fund schools for this with Alabama taxpayer money.
Joined by Tim James, running for governor on the Republican side here in Alabama. Tim, let's move on to probably something that impacts a lot of people, kitchen table issue, right, front and center. I mean, it's the price of gasoline, product of, I think, a bunch of different things all at once, the inflation, just the Biden administration's policy on energy, and then maybe some of the global turmoil. Now they're trying to blame it all on that. But back home in Alabama, there have been some gestures for some kind of gas tax relief, gas tax holiday. It was a non-starter in the Alabama legislature. The governor has dismissed it. Aside from that, number one, I guess, is that something we need to consider? And number two, what else can we do in Alabama at the state level to ease some of that
short
pain?
Short-term, Jeff, short-term, it's time to pause it. The tax overall, all of it, because it's not just the 28 cents in state gas tax. 28 cents on top of 375 is $4 a gallon. But it's not just that. You have to take a larger picture view of everything. And it's not just the gas, it's groceries, it's everything else is escalating dramatically. And if it wasn't everything else, it, you know, it's not, you wouldn't be, you wouldn't like it, but it wouldn't, the weight of such would not be as great. The problem is we're in a period right now that everything is escalating. And so I totally support a pause and take a deep breath and help people get through this, this period. Nobody knows how long this is going to last. You know, if you go back and look at what the legislature and the governor did in 2019, this was what the bill said, the legislation, the tax increase. Number one, they said, we're going to give it's going to be a 10 cent per gallon increase that came in over 2 or 3 years. Well, that corresponded to a 55% increase in that tax. 55%. I've never heard of that before on a percentage basis. It's astronomical. It would be the same as if the state raised your state income tax, which is 5%, to 7.5%. You'd have a revolution in this state if that happened, but that's exactly what they did. So it was excessive. Number two, they put this sneaky little thing in the, and I've never seen this happen before, and we made an ad about it to try and expose it, but it is an automatic increase and escalation clause in that tax, in the gas tax, that goes up forever and ever and ever until the cows come home. Now, that would be the same as putting an escalation clause in your state income tax, where this year it's 5%, next year it goes to 5.2%, 5.5, and it just goes on and on and on. And what you're doing is you're taxing future generations without their consent. So it was extremely, the escalation, I've never seen it before, and that definitely should be repealed immediately. And I think we go back to the drawing board on the whole thing. You know, I'm not one of those guys that doesn't believe you got to throw a few cents of gas tax to pay for roads and bridges. That's what I do. I understand it. But you have to be smart, and you have to have some common sense. And the first thing they should have done is Google a chart of gasoline and crude oil, and they'll see that it is a commodity, and it goes up and down and up and down. And there are periods when it can go sky high, and they should have put a trigger on this gas tax. It was too high in the first place, that if gas got to a certain point, it would come off. And when they passed the bill, Jeff, the price of gas was about $1.80 a gallon. And I guess they thought it would stay at $1.80 a gallon forever, but it doesn't work that way. And that's the problem with government. They don't think like business people. They don't think ahead. And the reason they don't is it's not their money. Whereas if you were sitting there making business decisions, you're thinking about these things when you negotiate contracts. What about if interest rates go up? What about if gas goes up? Can I? So these are the things, and this is why bringing a business person into the executive office as governor will save taxpayers a lot of money over time.
Tim, last question. We'll wrap it up on this. When we talk about the Rebuild Alabama, I mean, not only does it have this non-sunsetting provision where the tax on your fuel continues to rise, but overall, your assessment of Rebuild Alabama, and I was talking to one lawmaker about this. I mean, a lot of these are small ball projects. It seems almost like a way to get more money into all 67 counties. The Rebuild Alabama Act does not have one big signature project. It doesn't seem to be the sizzle there. I don't, you know, and you know, whatever you want to say of that, kind of sitting here today, you have to, you know, what kind of assessment do you give the Rebuild Alabama Act and ALDOT in general?
Yeah, you know, these are names and these are logos and these are, and they mean nothing to me. What matters to me is how public money is spent. Let me tell you how absolutely awful the Alabama Department of Transportation is being run and how they're wasting money. And we're talking big bucks. You may have heard of the big new road they want to build north and south on U.S. 43.
Right.
Across up through West Alabama. You're familiar with that project?
Yes, sir.
It goes from Mobile all the way to Tuscaloosa or somewhere over there.
And beyond.
And they said, and beyond, okay. And, of course, they said it's for economic development in West Alabama, and that sounds good. But what they didn't tell the public is that they can't get federal money on it, so they're going to pay for it with 100% state dollars, and the price on it is $700 million. Well, that sounds okay, except the total state tax, gas tax, going into our transportation department is $800 million by itself. But the worst part about it is this. The way it works, and I'm sure you know this, in roads you get federal matching dollars. So if there's an approved project, the state puts in 20% and the feds match it with 80%. Well, if you put in $700 million of state dollars, you forego $2.1 billion in federal matching dollars. Now, what kind of dummy would do that? And that's exactly what the director of transportation is proposing. So he's saying, we're going to build this whole thing with state money and forget we're going to lose the federal matching dollars of $2.1 billion to trade $700 million for $2.1 billion. Now, that's the kind of decisions that I just keep watching in that department. People like to jump on the director of transportation. And I do, too, from time to time. But remember, the DOT director serves at the pleasure of the governor. It is a cabinet-level position, and the buck stops in the governor's office. And this is a perfect example of mismanagement. And we're talking equivalent of billions of dollars of taxpayers' money.
Tim, we got to wrap it up there. Folks want to find out more about your campaign or anything else, tell where they can look.
Well, Jeff, yes, my campaign website is timjamesgovernor.com. And I would just say this to your listeners. You know, we all know that we're in a moment in time. Things are shaking. Things are not right in the nation and even here in Alabama. And I'm looking for an army of rebels, not the kind that burn down buildings, but the kind that love this state and nation, and join me in this crusade to take this state back. And let me say this. Alabama is a great place. Alabama has stood for what is right. And Alabama's going to lead the nation in the years ahead. And I want to ask all of your listeners to join this campaign, this crusade. And let's win this thing in the month of May and get this state back on track. And I didn't even get into education today because we didn't have time. But we're dead last in the nation behind Mississippi. We got to fix that too.
Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll get you out again. We'll talk education. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Tim James, ladies and gentlemen, let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.